The way I feel now, I've not been Brother Junior's way very long. But if I know my heart, Brother Greg, this morning, I feel I'm the least among you, brother. I don't know how to preach. I'll never learn, Brother Junior, how to preach. But it's through and by the inspiration of the Almighty, Brother Fred. The Bible says, endear thee to your power by the power from on high. And I'll not stand long. I'm not in very good shape. I need your prayers. But God's washed over us to another night and let us see the light of another day. This morning when me and Brother Willis was coming down the road, I told Brother Willis, I said, I'm hungry today, brother. I'm not hungry, Brother Doc, for no natural food. But I'm hungry, Brother Keith, for a blessing from heaven, Brother Kenny. When that heavenly manna comes down, brothers, that's the best thing you get. That's the best food you can get, Brother Junior. That food will satisfy the soul, brothers. But there's one thing I want to get on your mind, sir, this morning. And I hope you, brethren, to pray. Jesus said he didn't come to call the righteous, brethren. But he came to seek and to save those who was lost, Brother Junior. Brother John Forder, I'm glad I'm serving one today that he's still in the saving business, brothers. He said, today you give me your whole heart, I'll be found with you. And he said, when you give me your whole heart, me and my father will come in and take up our abode, brothers. Brother Harvey, never to go out no more. The day that I felt the Lord forgive me, brother, I hope you're going to pray just for a minute. But I believe, I'm going to tell you here today, brother, I believe in a water baptism, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I believe there's a baptism took place one night, Brother Greg Lewis. For I ever went to the church and gave my hand, there's the ember baptism took place, brothers. That water baptism, all it does is answers a good conscience toward right, God, exactly brothers. Right. If you're not right with God, you'll go in that water or die sinner and you'll come out of it a wedding. But when God sets you on his highway, brothers, he sets you on his highway. It's a highway holding us, Brother John.
Yes, sir.
And no unclean spirit can walk on his highway, brothers. Last night they asked me, they said, somebody called and asked me, said, you going to try and go to church tomorrow? I said, no, I'm going.
Yeah.
When God tells you to get up and go, brother, you better get up and go do his business, brother. If I do nothing else here today, I want to lift his name up, brothers. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. And when the gospel is preached, brothers, it'll draw somebody, brothers. There's healing in that gospel this morning, brothers. There's salvation in that gospel, brothers. But most of all, there's peace, love, and joy in that salvation, brothers. God made a place for those who would love and serve him. But he also made a place that if you fail to call upon him, he made a place, Brother Junior, where you'll go. And I can promise you one thing, you'll never be satisfied, brothers. The Bible says there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, brothers. But I believe if you go down there to the devil's hell, I believe you'll be able to look afar off and you'll be able to see the children of God, brothers, praising the Lord. You might say, young man, how do I believe that, brother? I read in the Bible about a rich man. Oh, Lazarus, you know, beggar, you know, old Lazarus, just his hard of crumbs that fell from his table. That rich man wouldn't have nothing to do with him. Brother, the Bible says that rich man died and he lifted his eyes up in hell, brothers.
Amen.
And he looked afar off and seen Lazarus, brother. Lazarus died and looked afar off and he was comforted in Father Abraham's bosom.
Yes.
I believe I'm in that bosom this morning, Brother Junior.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad the Lord, you know, the Lord's ever been with his children and he'll ever be with them, brothers. This is a highway this morning, and I'm not talking about U.S. 23. It's a highway of holiness this morning, Brother Junior.
Yes, it is.
But most of all, John the Baptist, Jesus came to John and said, John, I need to be baptized.
Yeah.
John said, Lord, I don't. He said, Lord, I'm not even worthy to fall down and loosen your shoelaces on your shoes. John said, Lord, I can't baptize you. He said, suffer it so, John. He said, for all righteousness shall be fulfilled. He took John the Baptist, when John the Baptist took him out in the water, the Bible says he rose up in a straight way, brothers.
Uh-huh.
Some of you might get on to me for believing that, brothers, but I believe in deathbed repentance, brother. There are men, there are men and women that waste, get down to the very end of life and tell me the Lord's forgiven, brother. That's what I can take. Because you know the Bible says, whosoever coming in at the 11th hour will get the same reward. If you've been in there from the first hour, brothers,
amen.
God ain't going to make no difference in you, Brother Junior Ruggles. He ain't going to make no difference in me, Brother Fred. What God done for us, He done for everybody, brothers.
Amen.
Salvation is a free gift.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Bible says, for the wages of sin is death,
amen,
but the gift of God is eternal life.
Amen.
And when He forgave me of my sins, soon be 13 years ago, Brother Fred Ross, I got that eternal life. I'm not waiting on it. I already got it.
Amen.
So I'm not going to stand long. I'm going to quit and let Brother Junior come. And I'm not feeling very good. I'm sore. I went through two surgeries, Thursday and Friday both, and the doctor didn't want to let me come home yesterday, but I talked him into it. And I told Brother Willis, like he called me last night, I told him I was to come and get me in the morning. I'm going to go to church with you. But I didn't think nothing about it, and this morning when I got up, he told me, the doctor said, I don't want you to go home because you're going to be sore for a day or two. I got up this morning, brother, and I barely could get out of the bed. But I laid on my bed, and I said, Lord, if it's your will for me to go today, just let me get up.
Thank the Lord.
In a very few minutes, I rolled out of my bed, brother.
Yeah.
This is what I want to leave with you. You might forget my name. You might forget Brother Junior Ruggles' name. And you might forget Brother Wills or Brother Greg or Brother Keith's name. But you better never forget the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's the only name that matters, brothers.
Amen.
That name is the greatest name on earth, Brother Doc. And He's the greatest thing on this earth. And you can have Him if you want Him. But you must repent, brothers. The Bible says that. You must repent. So you, brethren, come ahead.